Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dell Alston. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Norris reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is hit by the pitch. Ogilvy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Ogilvy scores. Lazcano goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Bando scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Mike Paxton now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Brewers. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Sixto Lazcano. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. Alston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hasse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Money moves to third. It's 8-2, Brewers. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alston hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 9-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alston throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Wolford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davis scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alston takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to third. Alston moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Brewers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Golasso now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. It's 10-4, Brewers. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.